Get a full body reset anywhere you go with Dr. Teal's Magnesium Spray. It's a concentrated magnesium blend of pure Epsom and Dead Sea salts, all bundled up in a convenient on-the-go bottle. A few quick sprays will relax your body and mind and keep you feeling recharged all day long. It's wellness you can feel, and you can find it in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teal's. Yep, you needed that.
This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let me tell you why Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs are the only eggs I have in my fridge. The hens. They're living the good life. Fresh air, sunshine, and wide-open pastures. I use my Vital Farms for my famous frittatas. And you could trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Check the carton for the farm name, pop it into vitalfarms.com/farm, and boom, you're looking at the pasture. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms. Good eggs. No shortcuts.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Shake up your routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides. The 20 grams of collagen sourced from grass-fed, pasture-raised bovine. It helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Made with no artificial sweeteners, it's a clean way to fuel your body. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, at first, it was easy to ignore. Shadows, noises, a locker door that wouldn't stay locked. But one night, when they went upstairs looking for answers, something came back down with them.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Indeed it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. Of course, you can write it at realghoststoriesonline.com. It's me, it's Todd, it's Carol. We're all here today to hear your ghost story trauma.
And how it would be traumatic to have something follow you back downstairs. Like, yes. I was thinking about, you know, like when you were little and you're in the basement and you run upstairs because you think something's behind you. Mm-hmm. Coming downstairs thinking something's behind you. No, I don't want that at all.
Yeah, it kind of changes it a little bit when you're being followed by something.
Oh, my God. When I was a kid, we did have a cellar. So coming up from, and it was the old dirt cellar.
Mm. I'm going to go down to the cellar and get some popsicles.
Yeah. And there's no popsicles. It was more like for canning.
Okay. All right.
There was nothing, like there was one light bulb, you know, the one that hangs down.
With the string on it, right?
Uh-huh. That was all the only light down there. It was so creepy. But it was upstairs, like, anytime I'd be upstairs, I could not run down the stairs fast enough. I always felt like something was behind me.
Ugh.
Always, always, always.
Going to the cellar to get some popsicles.
That's from Family Guy, that creepy old guy.
Okay.
Come on downstairs, I'll get you some popsicles. Get your ass over here, Chris.
Yeah.
It's that whistle thing that you're doing.
Oh, right. My God.
That's your talent.
But anybody who uses the word cellar, it reminds me of my grandma and grandpa. They had the dirt cellar and all that kind of stuff, too. And we were not allowed to go down there because, you know, something horrible could happen in a dirt cellar. So you were not allowed to go in the basement.
Because that's where the bodies are buried.
Pretty much. Pretty sure that was the case.
Was that where the jar, the canned food was, or the jars, like glass jars?
Yeah, that, and like she had her washer down there with their old wringer and all that kind of stuff. She did that stuff down there, but that was all sitting on like pallets and stuff to give it something even to sit on. But yeah, you couldn't do that. You couldn't go by the windmill because you might fall into the well. You couldn't go by, couldn't go down to the cistern because you might fall into the cistern, and that would be a bad. I mean, my grandparents' house, I loved it. And I've actually been doing some writing, some stories about my grandparents' farm. But
really?
you could not go under the barn because, you know, that it's rickety. You might fall through. Nope, you can't go down in the. I mean, the house, it was like you're going to like some sort of horrific situation when you went to grandma and grandpa's. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
My God. I mean, Todd, you grew up in a time where like, free range children. These seem like very protective people for the era.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I don't think they were with their kids. My dad and his siblings did not grow up that way, but the grandparents, oh, you can't go in the barn. Don't you go in that barn.
Was it like, we fucked up your parents enough. We don't want you guys.
I think so. Cause you know, there were some outbuildings that you could go into and we would play in them and stuff like that. But by God, not the barn. You could not go in the basement and you stay away from that cistern and stay like the old windmill was right outside the front or the back door. Like there was enough room for a car. And then there was the windmill and there was these boards over the top, but by God, you better not go anywhere near it. Like you had to stay close to the house. And
the fuck did your grandparents have buried in their home on their property?
I mean, I'm starting to
it really is like quite extreme for the era. Like I get now like the helicopter parents who would be like, but this is not the 1970s or the 80s.
Now, you could go run in the fields. You could do all that kind of stuff. They'd let you drive the tractor, but goddamn, stay away from that cistern.
Here's the keys to the tractor. No, the keys were already in the tractor.
Did you have a cousin or somebody that fell in? Is baby Jessica related to you?
That nobody talks about, right? The missing cousin that nobody brings up, but grandma and grandpa, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have any like immediate cousins there, but I know like in the extended family, there's some of that shit that's gone on where like older, like the previous generation, they're like, and they, you hear like, you know, sometimes it's funny. Did you have any of this? Does anybody have any of this where you talk to like, how many kids did grandma and grandpa have or their great, great grandma have? And well, grandma had a couple sisters and brothers, but you know, this one was over here. Then they like one ends up in an institution or something. And they just kind of like, They never really talk about them again. They're just there. And then like the couple like relatives that have empathy are like, maybe we should like go check on them because they're not like complete vegetables.
But that's what people did back then. They would just, we can't care for them. So we're going to have to put them in a facility.
My entire life, I drove past my great grandparents' farm and never knew it was there because my dad never told me about it till many years later. When I was doing some research, I'm like, oh, the name of that road, that's interesting. That was my great-grandparents' last name. And then look into it, there's the fucking farm sitting at the end of that road. And I passed it a million times as a kid.
How did that never come up?
It just never did. They never talked about stuff like that, you know?
No. It's not until later. It's like, oh, we're going to bring this up. And here's a big, here's a fun fact. You know, we're in our town, Ziegler Winery.
Yeah.
That was my grandparents' farmland.
Oh my gosh.
And they sold it years ago. Actually, Les Robbins bought it from my family when he won the lottery. He was a junior high teacher at Sabish.
Back I remember that
in the day.
Yep.
He bought it. He put like, he did a really good thing with his money. It was a farm for, I think it was on a special needs or something of that nature, but it was a good thing. He got out of that and then they bought it as a winery and my parents now live there. It seems, you know, they're not far from there. So they drive there and they go there all the time. They are probably like, they're the norm and the cliff. My mom and dad literally kind of probably play those roles simultaneously. And they're there. I mean, every weekend I get pictures from the winery. And
I would love to see your mom in the role of Norm. I think that would tickle
who's
me.
Who's who, I guess, is the question. Who's who? I mean,
I think my dad is more a cliff. I don't know.
No, I think my mom's more Cliff. I think my dad's more Norm.
Okay.
Because he's Norm's more just like go with the flow, laid back, whatever. My mom's like, well, you know, what you know about that? Like, did you hear about, you know, about this? Like, that's totally, yeah, that's them. My parents are Norm and Cliff.
Cliff Clavin.
That's probably actually the best description I've ever come up with for them. Because a lot of times it was like, well, it's kind of like Seinfeld's parents with a mix of Georges together. Like if they were like some sort of weird hybrid of that from Seinfeld. But really, they're Norm and Cliff. That is my parents.
Oh, God.
Hi, Mom. She listens to the show while she walks through the cemetery. I'm not making that up either. I don't know if my mom's ever been compared to Cliff Clavin.
Well, you're going to find out what she thinks about it, though.
I'm going to get a call and a text about this shit at some point, probably 5 years from now. But
when she finally hits this episode.
Exactly. Let's go to a ghost story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi.
This is Jenny again. I've called it a few times. I just wanted to tell a quick story. I went to a college in West Texas. Well, actually, it was North Texas. It was the name of it was West Texas A&M, and I lived in a dorm named Stafford. And there was lots of occurrences that would happen at Stafford. There was, you know, shadows and sounds. Stuff like that. And at night, I would be working on like English papers or something, and I would hear an electrical snap above my head, and I could like hear it zap across the room. And then the button on my door that was locked would automatically pop out. The handle wouldn't turn, there would nobody would be on the other side of the door, just the button would pop out. And one night in particular, my friends and I. We're talking about the place being haunted, and we decided to go upstairs because there was like an upstairs area right above our hall. And we went upstairs, and it was dark, and we felt a presence. And we were charging forward down the hall, and it was a lightning storm going on outside. And we got to the end of the hall, and it lightning. And I was the only one that was brave enough to keep walking towards the end of the hall. And all of a sudden, all the hairs in my arm stood up, and I was not able to take another step. And I looked at the window, because there was a window at the end of the hall, and lightning. And I saw a shadow on the floor, not in the window, but on the floor of a person. And I could, like I said, I couldn't take another step forward. And my friends were behind me. They had all stopped. And they were looking at me, and I turned around. That was the only thing I could do was turn around and took off running. Well, we went back to our hall, and we were down there in the dark, and we were setting it underneath where we had seen the figure only on the bottom floor, right underneath it. And I was like, I'm not really a religious person at all, so this was a shock. But I suggested that we pray because of the situation that we had just been in. It was really scary. So we sat around in a circle, the three of us, and we started to pray. Well, all of a sudden, my friend Monica, she got extremely, extremely dark feeling. Like she was like, she looked at us, you know, and she had her eyebrows furrowed at us, and she was acting really strange. So she let go of us because we were holding hands in our little triangle, and she backed up against the wall because we were in the hallway because it was like a enclosure, like hallway, you know, there was doors on either side. And she backed up against the wall of the hallway and really got introverted and curled up into a like fetal position and was just sitting there. And then she sat up straight and had her legs tucked up underneath her chin, and she had her arms wrapped around her. Well, I get close to her to try to calm her down, and she looks up at me with eyes that were obviously not Monica. And Monica is not a strong person. She's not, you know, she's not very strong at all. And she's like 5'2", whereas I'm nearly 6 foot tall. And she lunges at me and wraps her hands around my neck. And she is like, I mean, she doesn't say anything. She just looks directly at me and is trying to choke me. And finally, my friend Atlanta is her name. Sorry, her mom was a hippie. Atlanta grabbed a hold of Monica and pulled her off me. And I mean, we just kind of sit there and we're like, what the heck just happened? You know, we were freaked. And so we talked about it for a little bit. Atlanta and I talked about it for a little bit. And Monica kind of regained her consciousness. She's like, what's going on? What happened? Why am I laying on the floor? What's going on? And we told her what's going on. And she just burst into tears. And she's like, I just felt darkness. I just felt pain. I don't know what happened. So needless to say, that night, the three of us, we all had twin size beds, and we grabbed all of the top mattresses of our twin size beds, and we had a slumber party in our dorm, or in my dorm, actually. And we wouldn't leave each other's side for anything. And we vowed we wouldn't talk about it. That way we could sleep in our own dorms again, which took about a week before we could do that. But we had like basically a huge slumber party every night. So anyway, I have a few more stories from the college, but I'll see them for another time. Like I said, have a great day and thanks for doing what you do. Bye.
The hell happened that night?
Yeah.
Things went off the tracks.
Yeah, I mean, to have that, to suddenly have a friend that does that. I mean, is that like the ultimate out where I snapped, I was doing horrible shit to you? It was the devil. It was the devil. I was possessed. It was this or that. Or is it like, you know, I don't know how I would handle that. I mean, how would you feel if you discovered that you were doing something really that fucking horrible and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't induced by alcohol or drugs or anything. It's just like you kind of snapped into something on your own fruition.
That would be uncomfortable, I would think, to know that you
especially the next day.
Yeah.
Did I do that to you?
You know, I don't know. That's freaky.
The whole thing was weird because of the lightning storm. And so I get like the hairs on her body are standing up because a lightning storm would create that. But it wouldn't force you to not be able to walk any farther, you know, and just this shadow thing on the ground and all this weird stuff that suddenly happens. I don't know what you do with all that. You know, how do you like just the next night go back to studying again? I think that would kind of stick with you.
I would think that would be that would be traumatizing.
Yeah. Quite awkward. Quite awkward.
So awkward. And can you hang around with that person again? I don't know that I'd want to.
I don't know that I could.
It's like you are so susceptible to demons possessing you. I just don't feel safe.
Yeah, the friends that are tight with the demons, that's...
What do you do with that? It's like, I got a lot of friends. I don't need ones that attack me. Become demons.
Yeah, you just gotta kind of. Like, what do you have with that conversation? Are you sitting at the Starbucks and it's like, dude, I'm really sorry. I was really drunk the other night. I can't believe I said that shit or did that shit. I'm sorry. I tried to strangle you. It was the devil. You know, it was Beelzebub that kind of.
Well, or I wasn't drunk. I don't know what happened. Something just overtook me like a demon. I guess.
I don't know what I would do with that.
I would back away slowly, kind of like when Homer Simpson backs into the hedge in those little memes and gifs that you know, that's what I would do. I would back away very fucking slowly.
I would run. I would jump in my car. Ooh, what creepy thing is this?
I don't know. It's not working out the way I thought it would.
That was creepy out of the blue, though. That was like, what?
Something sacred in your eyes.
That's what she was saying when she got attacked.
For just one moment to be bold and naked at your side. But your thighs were perfect, mine were lies. Decades of smiling while the mirror made me cry. Now I'm back from the grave, cancer couldn't kill the hate. Suzanne's inside me and it's way too late. Sometimes I think that you'll never understand me. Understand me. Maybe this time is forever. Say it can be. That's all you wanted. Something special. Someone sacred in your life. Just for one moment to be warm and naked at my side. I brought the gold one, the fire master shine. Put it between your knees, I used to say so kind. But tonight it's going higher, wrapped around your pretty throat. I'm gonna squeeze the envy out till your heartbeat floats. Sometimes I think you'll never understand me.
Jesus Christ.
You think?
Maybe this time is forever. Say it can be. Hi, I'm Suzanne Summers. And this could be your last breath too. Just three easy payments of your soul. And a little squeeze or two. I will be a thigh master figure. Put your fragile neck. Anything to watch you die. I will be your thigh master figure. Squeeze, squeeze, feel the burn. I will be your father, mother, killer in disguise. Cause my thighs were never the best. So nobody gets to stay alive.
My thighs were never the best.
So this is the premise: is if Suzanne Summers were possessing the friend
with Michael Jack or George Michael thrown in,
just like my old TV ads, while I straddle your chest and start the final reps. Creak, squeak, creak. Feel that.
That's a thigh master.
Tongue swells purple. Cartilage cracks, trachea flattens flat, blood vessels burst in pretty little fireworks. I keep pumping harder, smiling with my perfect teeth. This is how you get the best thighs. By taking someone else's life. I will be your thigh master figure. Crushing larynx. Something special, something sacred in your dying eyes. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze.
Oh, God. Is anyone else disturbed by the fact?
Oh my God.
That this shit is like, I mean, this, it's literally writing on the level of like SNL. Like when we would, we'd see like bits of like Dick in a Box or something.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that took really genius comedy writers to put these sort of things like,
We just made it in 3 seconds.
Does anybody think it's weird that somebody thought, I'm going to do a Thighmaster ad and take some George Michael inspiration?
Oh, no, not at all, Carol.
I'm going to make it about murder and having good thighs, because if you have better thighs than me, I'm going to kill you. Does anybody think that's weird? Tony?
Or is it genius?
Genius, yeah. I will never watch another episode of Three's Company or Step by Step and be the same ever again. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's my favorite line of the.
Never.
Watch another episode of Three's Company or Step by Step. Step by step, day by day. We should make a version of that song.
You know, what's really funny is the one you were singing was actually for Valerie's family, or the Hogans.
Yeah.
That was the theme for that show, not for Step by Step. But I'm sorry, that was a creepy fucking song.
That was a really creepy song. About a Thighmaster.
I don't know how I went to Thighmaster, but I'm like, how can we mix something crazy in here? Oh, she killed her with a Thighmaster, and this is what she's getting in the...
But she's doing the Thighmaster rep by rep by rep.
Yeah.
Squeeze.
You even got Suzanne Summers in that. That was...
Well, that's
crazy.
What happens when you're possessed by the ghost of Suzanne Summers. Well, that was the whole premise of the song. So,
and I hear that shit's going around, so be very careful.
You don't want to. It's like COVID all over again. You don't want the Summers. We were like, fucking mask up for that shit.
Get inoculated right now.
All right, there you go. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever it may be, so you don't miss any of our episodes. Get the bonus content, the advanced episodes, ad-free stuff, Patreon, and also Apple Podcasts. Just find our content right there. Search Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Squeeze.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Elevate daily wellness with Vital Proteins, advanced collagen plus colostrum and prebiotic fiber. This 3-in-1 blend supports radiant skin, gut health, and immune system wellness. Designed to mix into room temperature or cold liquids, so you turn every day into a little time for women's wellness. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease in combination with resistance exercise.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Elevate daily wellness with Vital Proteins, advanced collagen plus colostrum and prebiotic fiber. This 3-in-1 blend supports radiant skin, gut health, and immune system wellness. Designed to mix into room temperature or cold liquids, so your inner harmony works with your outer wellness. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease in combination with resistance exercise.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Elevate daily wellness with Vital Proteins, Advanced Collagen, Plus Colostrum, and Prebiotic Fiber. This 3-in-1 blend supports radiant skin, gut health, and immune system wellness. Designed to mix into room temperature or cold liquids, so your inner harmony works with your outer wellness. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease in combination with resistance exercise.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Elevate daily wellness with Vital Proteins, Advanced Collagen, Plus Colostrum, and Prebiotic Fiber. This 3-in-1 blend supports radiant skin, gut health, and immune system wellness. Designed to mix into room temperature or cold liquids, so your inner harmony works with your outer wellness. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease in combination with resistance exercise.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Shake up your routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides. With 20 grams of collagen sourced from grass-fed, pasture-raised bovine. It helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Made with no artificial sweeteners, it's a clean way to fuel your body. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Shake up your routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides. With 20 grams of collagen sourced from grass-fed, pasture-raised bovine. It helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Made with no artificial sweeteners, it's a clean way to fuel your body. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Elevate daily wellness with Vital Proteins, Advanced Collagen, Plus Colostrum, and Prebiotic Fiber. This 3-in-1 blend supports radiant skin, gut health, and immune system wellness. Designed to mix into room temperature or cold liquids, so your inner harmony works with your outer wellness. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease in combination with resistance exercise.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Power Performance with Vital Proteins, Advanced Collagen Peptides, plus Creatine. Designed to help build and maintain muscle mass in combination with resistance exercise. It also supports healthy hair, skin, and nails. Strengthen beauty in one scoop. So you turn every day into a little time for women's wellness. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. In combination with resistance exercise.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Today's episode was brought to you by Simple Mills, the feeling of the sun in a delicious snack. From their tasty crackers to their crunchy cookies, Simple Mills snacks taste good and are good for you because they're made from purposefully chosen ingredients. That purpose? Lifting you up, never weighing you down, so you can keep shining through the day. Find Simple Mills at your grocery store.
Eczema's unrelenting itch and rash. If you know the feeling, you should know the facts. The eczema medication you're taking may not be right for you. Visit MyRawTruth.com and talk to your dermatologist about your symptoms and treatment options.
For many men, mental health challenges aren't recognized until they've already taken a toll. Work pressure, financial stress, changing relationships, and traditional expectations around masculinity can quietly wear men down, often without clear warning signs. In Season 3 of The Visibility Gap, Dr. Guy Winch and his guests explore how these pressures show up, how to spot them earlier, and how men can access meaningful support. Listen to the new season of The Visibility Gap, a podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare.